Greetings, friends and colleagues. Welcome to The Gray Area, a podcast where we examine pressing issues and common questions about specific learning disability. I am your host, Veronica Fiedler, the Specific Learning Disability Specialist at the Colorado Department of Education. Today, we'll be discussing prior written notice, or that's otherwise known as PWN. And joining us today is Beth Nelson. Beth, do you want to tell us a little bit about what your role is with CDE?
Sure. I'm on the Exceptional Student Services Unit. I'm on the General Supervision and Monitoring Team. We ensure compliance of IEPs and making sure that students across Colorado are getting the appropriate special ed services and related services that they need.
Great. Thanks for that. And so this idea to do PWN actually came out of just a personal experience as well as conversations that I've had with people in the department and in my office. And I always was really, when I was working in the field as a case manager, I was always really confused about PWN and exactly what it was and what was supposed to go in it. And I remember trying to seek out information from my support people around that. And I never could get really a clear answer. And then I started talking to people in my office at CDE about PWN. And I learned that I was not the only one, that actually PWN is a really confusing thing out there for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. So that's how this podcast idea came about. So the first question I want to start with is, what exactly is prior written notice and why is it important?
Okay, prior written notice is one of the procedural safeguards that is essential for the parent's ability to participate in the development of the student's educational program. Prior written notice is a procedural requirement that the school districts provide sufficient notice before it makes substantial changes to the student's educational program. It informs the parents of the change, the reason for the change, and the data relied on for the proposal or the refusal of the change. Prior written notice also gives parents the right to file due process if they do not agree with the change.
And so with that in mind, under what conditions must an IEP team provide prior written notice?
So prior written notice is provided when the district proposes to initiate or change the identification of a student, the evaluation of a student, the educational placement of a student, and the provision of FAPE, which is free and appropriate public education. It's also given when the district refuses to initiate or change the identification of a student, the evaluation of a student, the educational placement of a student, and the provision of FAPE. So it's whenever they propose to initiate a change or refuse to initiate or change.
Great. And so what are the components of a PWN?
Okay, so there are 7 components of the prior written notice. It must include a description of the school's actions, proposed or refused, an explanation of why the actions are proposed or refused, a description of the evaluations, procedures, records, reports, anything that was used as the basis for the proposed or refused action, a description of any other options that the IEP team considered and the reasons for rejecting those, a description of any other factors relevant to the proposal or refusal of the action, sources for the parent to contact in case they have any questions about the prior written notice, and acknowledgement of the provision of the procedural safeguards. And in addition to those 7 components, the prior written notice must be in written language understandable to the general public and provided in the native language of the parents or other mode of communication used by the parent, unless it's clearly unfeasible to do so. If the native language or mode of communication to the parent is not a written language, steps must be taken to translate the notice orally or by other means to the parent in his or her native language, ensuring that the parents understand the notice.
All right, that's a lot to keep in mind for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. So how does the IEP team document a PWN?
Prior written notice, there's a section embedded in the IEP. It's used to document the decisions that were made throughout the IEP meeting. There's also prior written notice and consent for eval that's used anytime parent consent for eval or reevaluation is obtained. You're giving notice to the parent that these are the evaluations that you're going to do. There's also prior written notice of special education action. That is given to the parents when the district decides to take an action related to the student's identification, evaluation, or placement, or FAPE of the student. There's also prior written notice and consent for initial provision of services, and that's used after the determination that the student qualifies for special education and the parent is giving their permission for special education and related services to begin. And anytime you amend an IEP, there's an IEP amendment and prior written notice, and that's just used to document the changes that are going to happen to the student's IEP, and so the parents are aware of what is happening.
Great. And so what are some of the common problems that we see in state complaints with PWN?
Yeah, so prior written notice is one of the most frequent findings of noncompliance in state complaints, next to parent participation. And they kind of go together in the fact that if the prior written notice is not understandable or not given in a proper, timely manner, it impedes the parent's participation. So if there's questions about what's happening, that prior written notice is a documentation of what was discussed at the meeting. It must be provided in a reasonable time prior to the change. As I said earlier, it gives the parents opportunity to investigate, find out if they want to file due process, if they agree with the changes, and it gives them time to act and participate in their child's IEP.
And so what are some of the most frequent issues with PWN?
Mm-hmm. So the most common is not issuing the prior written notice when it's required. Timing is another issue. Either the prior written notice was provided to the parent too early in the process, so maybe it was given before the IEP meeting even happened. Prior written notice is sometimes confused with the notice of meeting. The notice of meeting is informing the parents of the IEP meeting, where it's going to happen, the time, the place, the purpose of the meeting. Prior written notice happens after the meeting, but before services are implemented.
That is an important piece of information. Mm-hmm. And with timing, I know you mentioned timing before, and like in the law, it says that parents need to be given a reasonable time. There's no number given. So like, what do districts usually do?
I would refer to your district, your special ed director, to find out what your policies and procedures are in your district. They may have a time frame for that. But yeah, the law just says reasonable. So
that's probably an important conversation.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an important conversation to have with your directors, how your district is interpreting the reasonable, what reasonable means.
Mm-hmm.
So what advice would you give for special educators or directors to ensure a compliant PWN?
That's a hard one. I would not think of the prior written notice as another form to fill out. Think of it as a letter or a story of summarizing what happened during the meeting, what the discussion was, what are you proposing or refusing, the reasons why you're proposing or refusing the change, the body of evidence that supports that decision. And if you're having trouble filling those questions out, and maybe, you know, it's a situation that you're not sure of, I would definitely reach out to your special ed director for clarification and procedural safeguards for the parent, because they need to know, your director needs to know if there's a, you know, highly contentious, IEP meeting that's happening and you're not sure and you think it's going to rise to a state complaint or due process, make sure your director knows that that's happening and this is the situation.
That's good advice. And so where can somebody go to find more information about PWN?
We have more information about prior written notice in our IEP procedural guidance manual, and that is located on our CDE website. And that is under the Office of Special Education, and you can find it under IEP and resources. You're also welcome to reach out to me. I have a training that I've done that I could email to people. And my email address is nelson_b@cde.state.co.us.
Great. I will include links to both of those things in the podcast notes.
Perfect.
Awesome. Great. Well, I want to thank you so much for lending your expertise to this conversation,
Beth. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Great. And if you have any questions about PWN, definitely reach out to Beth.
Great. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
That concludes our episode. Thank you for joining us. Be sure to check the SLD webpage for more episodes of The Gray Area. I am your host, Veronica Fiedler, signing off until next time.